Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
All right, let's get into it, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
And as we do every Tuesday, I would love to get your NFL reaction to Week 9. What game, what moment, anything from Week 9. What stood out to you the most that was non-Patriots related?
It was my least favorite week of football, maybe of all time. I hated it. I hated this week. It was really brutal, man. It was a great week for the books. I'll give them that. And they deserve, listen, set these lines. You get everybody going. And after last week, now last week all the favorites won. And the big lines all hit. This week, no sir, not at all. Bears and the Bengals. The Vikings beat the Lions. The Titans kept it close with the Chargers. The Steelers beat the Colts. What else? What else was a big one? Oh, the Bills beat the Chiefs. It was a tough one. Even last night, Jacoby Brissett and the Cardinals were given 3.5 points, and they went into Dallas, and they put a belt to ass on those guys. Jacoby Brissett... out there finding everybody. I mean, that was I'll give him credit. I thought he was done. After that last year with the Patriots, I thought Jacoby Brissett's career was essentially over. Thought maybe he'd catch on as a backup somewhere, but that he wasn't going to play much and that this would be like the last stop on the tour. Instead, he's playing better than Kyler Murray. He's been playing better than a lot of guys. And on that offense, I mean, he's actually putting something together there. So good for him. But I hated this week. Nothing that I thought was going to happen happened. And it sucks, too, because I had a great Saturday in college football. And I, you know, made a little withdrawal. Kept some money left over for the NFL. And I don't think I hit one pick. I mean, I was struggling. I was struggling. The Patriots, I thought the Patriots were going to win by more than 1 point. And it just seemed like everything that seemed to be oh, and I didn't even mention the most important one. The Panthers beat the Packers at Lambeau? What? That was preposterous. I thought it was a preposterous week. I opened the show last night by saying I think they're all Chauncey Billups. They are. They're all a bunch of Chauncey Billupses. Bunch of crooks. So, that's what I think about the week 9 in the NFL.
Hadouken! All right, we'll get into the Week 10 steam chaser a little bit later then, but... We obviously had short shows last week because of the World Series, and I want to give you the floor to react to what was, in my opinion, maybe the best Game 7 in modern era of baseball, that game going back and forth. Eventually, the Dodgers come up with some clutch home runs. They win their second straight World Series. What was your reaction to how the World Series ended? The Dodgers going back-to-back and the Blue Jays getting their hearts broken.
I thought it was a tremendous game. I did. I thought it was just a pendulum swinging back and forth, and you didn't know where it was going to go. When Ohtani got run in the third inning, when they went out and got him, when Roberts went out and got him, I thought, oh, Blue Jays got this locked up in the third inning. I thought, this one's all. I could turn the game off. I'm glad I didn't. But when they got to him, when Bichette hit that home run, future Boston Red Sox, Bo Bichette, hit that tater, I was like, see you later. Thanks for coming out tonight, L.A. And the Dodgers grinded back. And then when Max Muncy hit the home run, I thought, okay, now we're cooking. But you still got one more to go. And of all people, Miguel Rojas. Oh, my God. We're going to get to this in the Dong Report. I don't want to spoil everything here in the Dong Report. But I will say that the Blue Jays, it seemed like every inning almost, either had a leadoff guy or some guy hit one right into the gap right there, extra bases. Like, they were on top of that Dodger pitching, and they could not seal the deal. Like, that's tough. Guerrero, Jimenez, Ernie Clement had a big one. You know, they were smoking those balls into the alley. And it seemed like every inning, Hernandez, both Hernandezes, were chasing a ball. It was right in between them, and they couldn't, you know, all right, got a runner on second now. And the Blue Jays, I think, should have won that game by like 4 or 5 runs. But they left 14 runners on base. 14. 3 for 17 with runners in scoring position. It seemed like they had a runner in scoring position almost every single inning. Credit to the Dodgers. Credit to Robleski. Credit to Sheehan. Credit to Snell. Glasnow got touched up a little bit. Wasn't super impressed with him. And credit, of course, to Yamamoto. I mean, I don't know what you can say about him. He was incredible. Out-dueling Gausman in Game 6. And coming out with the MVP. I mean, he deserved every bit of that, too. He was tremendous. And I was watching them, and I was watching the Dodgers. I was watching them celebrate. And while they have found ways to circumvent things with the deferred money and all of that, they are spending a tremendous amount of money. But they're spending money to make money. And they're really doing it in the international market. And I wonder why the Red Sox are sort of letting that fall by the way. You know, like, I feel like the Red Sox, at one point, they had Daisuke and Okajima. And I know they have Yoshida on the team right now. And he was the only guy. Him and Story were the only two Red Sox that showed up in that wild card series with the Yankees. They're the only two that got more than a hit, I feel like. Yoshida was good down the stretch after a really frustrating year. And, you know, I don't know what the future holds for him since he can't really play any positions, but we'll see, I guess. There's a promising end there. But I look at, and it's not just Japan, but, like, you know, all over the international market in general. I just feel like the Red Sox have kind of fallen behind with all that. And it's not to say that that's the only way to build a team, but it's certainly a way that if you're trying to make extra money, you expand your fan base. You know what I mean? Like, you get more country places involved. You get your team becomes a team that, you know, a certain country is now rooting for. And it doesn't have to be one or the other. But, like, I just feel like that's a revenue stream that the Red Sox, and not just a revenue stream, but like a talent pool that the Red Sox haven't really gone all that close to lately. Yoshida being the exception. I just feel like there hasn't been a lot of that lately with their international drafts. And I wonder why that is. I wonder why in the Bloom era it kind of got pushed to the side, and I don't feel like Breslow's really been all that active in it yet. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, and of course, you know, you got to compete with all these other teams when guys come up and are made available, but I just feel like the Red Sox have kind of backed away from that lately. And I look at the Dodgers and the way that they fully embraced it and the fan following that they have now internationally, and I just think, man, you know, like, For business people and Fenway Sports Group, I'm surprised that they're kind of ignoring that whole avenue. But a great World Series, tremendous Game 7, and Dodgers dynasty. I think that's good for baseball.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I know we don't normally talk college football, but there is one team I want to talk about. That's one Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels. Now, what's it been, like maybe 2 or 3 weeks since we last brought him up? I think the last thing we brought up was the leaked tape with him and Jordan and Matt Patricia. Right. But things are kind of looking pretty good, at least on the uptick for Bill Belichick. They took number 16 Virginia to overtime. They won their first conference game, albeit it was against Syracuse. So has your thoughts about Bill Belichick changed since we last spoke about him? Do you actually think that he can build up that North Carolina program into a successful team?
No, I don't. And it's not because he sucks or anything. I mean, I do think he kind of sucks now. But, like, they're going to win some. I think they'll win another game or two here before the season's over. And they'll finish, like, four or five wins. And people will compare him to Deion and say, well, you know, Deion only won four games his first year. Which Jones tweeted this for me. I felt like he was reading my mind. Jones was like, yeah, by the way, Deion took over a one-win team. Bill took over a team that played in a bowl game, okay? Oh, well, the roster turned over. Right. Because no one really cared about coming to play for Bill. Deion had the Heisman Trophy winner come play with him. That's the point. That's what these colleges and these athletic departments are paying for.
Ay, caramba.
They're paying for your ability to recruit. Travis Hunter, bringing him over, Travis Hunter coming with Deion Sanders is a reason to hire Deion Sanders. That's a big part of it. Deion with the X's and O's, I mean, that's secondary to what kind of talent are you attracting? And Belichick, I'm sorry. This team winning however many games. How many games did UNC win last year? Last year they were, hold on, I'll tell you right now. Last year they were 6-6 and ended up losing to UConn in the Fenway Bowl. So 6-7 in total over. They're not, I don't think, going to win 6 games this year. So they're going to take a step back from last year to this year, which is not the same thing as Deion in Colorado, but also not necessarily what I think is going to convince a lot of these players to want to stick around. This has not been a fun year to be at UNC. You've heard interviews with the students talking about how much of a bummer it is to go to these games. Now, that'll change if they keep winning, and that was a nice win over Syracuse. It was in Syracuse. It's too bad it wasn't on campus, because so far the only game they've won on campus has been against Richmond. They got blasted by Clemson. They lost to Virginia. It was a heartbreaker. It was a close game, at least. Gave them something to root for at the end there, but they lost. And they got their doors blown off in the opener against TCU. So, you know, that may not seem like a big deal, but with college kids and college campus, it kind of is. Because, yeah, they're on the football team, but they could very easily go to some other place, one where the team's better, first of all. The coach doesn't restrict certain teams, NFL teams, from coming and scouting you. Which is, again, doesn't seem like the biggest deal in the world. There's still 31 other teams. But why stay on the one team, the one college football team, the Division I team, that is restricting access to these other, to any one of the NFL teams? You know, why do that? Why would you, what's the point? It's not like they're good. The UNC, I mean, they're fine. It was a nice win over Syracuse. Syracuse sucks. They got Stanford, Wake Forest, Duke, and NC State. And I couldn't tell you anything about any of those teams, how they're doing this year, or if UNC is going to be favored or anything like that.
I don't even know if there's is there an early line here. Let's see. Early line matchup predictor. Nope, not seeing that for this upcoming game on the 8th against Stanford, and that's at UNC. I don't know. I think what's going to be the biggest challenge for Bill is getting kids to stay after a 3 or 4 win season with a lot of negative press and no real signature wins. That's going to be a hard sell. And with the transfer portal and, you know, some of these kids wanting to just get away from the circus, I think Bill's going to have to go right back to the drawing board again, and I'm not sure him and Lombardi have that kind of stamina in terms of building a team. Sure, Bill has plenty of stamina in other places, but in terms of building the team, I think one season of, hey, trust the process, you can maybe get away with. 2 seasons of it, forget it. And they're going to have to wipe a lot of the slate clean, I think, in this offseason. So, no, I don't think Bill's going to turn this team into a winner. I think they'll end up with, you know, 5 wins maybe. But ultimately, this is going to be a this is going to be the first step of what I think is going to be a pretty quick tenure here.
Finish him.
All right, before we get to the producer's point, let's do what we normally do. Arkan, give me your steam chaser ahead of NFL Week 10.
Okay, here's some steam for you. We got Vegas and Denver, and this is one where Denver is laying 8.5 points here early in the week. That may change, as it is a division game. However, I can tell you early on that while Denver is getting about 60% of the bets, the money is 50-50. I can also tell you the Colts are going to be hosting the Atlanta Falcons. Right now, there's different spreads between 6 and 6.5. If you can get 6, I'd buy in on it. However, Vegas may be falling out of love with the Colts a little bit as they are getting 55% of the bets, but the Falcons are getting 60% of the money. So there's some steam for you right there. Let's see. Any other major discrepancies? Oh, yes. Baltimore. Road favorites right now. You can get that number anywhere from 3 to 4.5. Baltimore getting 63% of the bets and 81% of the money on the road in Minnesota to cover the 3.5 points that they are laying, which I think is wild. Cleveland, another road favorite. They're taking on the Jets, who just blew up their roster. 75% of the bets, 83% of the money, so there's that. This one you're not going to like, folks. Patriots and Tampa Bay. The bets are 50-50. Tampa's getting 78% of the money, laying 2.5. So Vegas is not believing in the Patriots this weekend. Do with that information what you will, but that is the two... There were 3 or 4, I'd say, biggest shifts that I've noticed so far here in this edition of Chasing the Steam.
It's time to go behind the glass for the producer's point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Arcan, you mentioned those odds regarding Super Bowl favorite post-trade deadline. And I'm here to tell you, don't listen or follow any of those, because like you detailed in the last hour, only the Colts, at least in the AFC, were very progressive with their deals, which to me says the Patriots' chances of winning the AFC should be exactly the same. Their chances didn't increase. They didn't decrease. I still don't trust Indianapolis with Danny Dimes, Indiana Jones. I don't trust Denver. Of course, you got your Buffaloes, your Kansas Cities, maybe Baltimore's. But I'm here to say, even though the Patriots did absolutely nothing, and their depth is still incredibly razor thin, their chances of winning the AFC East, of winning the AFC, going to the Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl, those should not change at all, because the rest of the league, mostly the AFC, didn't do nothing at the trade deadline.
True. You're right. I mean, listen, not a lot of moves got made. You're right about that. Cleveland traded that Shoyinka guy to Chicago. The Ravens did get Draymond Jones from Tennessee, so that was one team. And if you believe that the Ravens are going to pop up, they got better Super Bowl odds than you do at the moment right now. Dolphins sold, Jets sold, Titans traded McCreary to the Rams. You're right. I mean, outside of the Colts, and the Colts did make a big move here and did shoot up in the odds as well. You're right. A lot of the usual suspects, these AFC teams, they stood pat just like you did. But that makes it a little bit more frustrating to me, honestly. These other teams didn't do anything. You had a chance to one-up them, and instead you just sat there like they did. Don't love it. Anyway, there you go. That's the producer's point from Joe Braverman.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.